three after, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, let's say you had about 30 hogs. Then you'd say you had to have three or
four.
Well,
now we've got the Thomas got they don't call they thing. Everything's changed, you know, what was back in my young days. They'd call them a cross and just make it as long as you wanted. Now, he's got a feeder. It's a, you can put in 100 pound of feed at a time. Let them feed themselves.
Oh, I see.
They're a hog feeder. He's got one sitting out there now.
And
the hog got some hogs in there. Look at the box, so you can get them both big ones or little ones. And just made that away. And they lift that lead down there, and that feed will just keep feeding down, and you can hear that lead all night popping.
Is that right?
Yeah, the feed will fail.
Did you ever build any? Did you ever build a trough?
Yeah.
More than one?
Yeah, I built more than one. No time. They don't last long. Made out of wood. In the mud all the time, you know, and wet and rot. I've man had one made out of red cedar. But cedar's easiest lumber busted. You got to have something pretty stout for a hog cross.
What do they usually make them out of?
Oak.
Oak what now?
Oak lumber.
They make oak.
They make them just that away. And then put a piece over each end. Well, you can make a flat bottom and the one.
There are a lot of different kinds then of
beef. Yeah.
Different kinds of what?
Different kinds of lumber to make them out of. Different kind of hog cross.
Yeah. Now, are there any wild hogs in these mountains?
Well, sir, I guess there's a few back in here, but now, not many. I can recollect when there's plenty of them. I've seen them.
What do they call them? Do they call them anything besides just wild hogs? Or?
Bush hogs.
Bush hogs.
Wild hogs, bush hogs.
And were these hogs that had been turned loose up there to graze, is that when they had open range? Or?
Well, no, that's when we had plenty of timber. There's all kinds of timber in them mountains, fine timber. And chestnuts, I guess chestnuts have been gone, you can recollect. Something about hit and just killed them all.
Yeah.
You know what chestnuts is.
Yeah, they used to make the rail fences with them.
Yes, sir. And they'd get that in there. I've kept them in them mountains all winter. And if you've got to watch them, though, you can take them out there and outside a bunch of pigs. And if you don't go to see about them and get them to eating and look at them for close, they'll get wild on you. Skittish. And if an old sow gets a pig in one of them main old bush hogs, well, them pigs will be wild. Shot through them mountains on here. I've carried hundreds of pounds of ham meat across that mountain over there. Still out there a day or two, you know.
Where do you take it?
We'd take our... Wouldn't take nothing to just cook except our bread.
That hunting over there?
Go hunting hogs and cattle. Snakes, rattlesnakes, copperheads.
There are a lot of snakes in the mountains?
They were saying, I guess the side now thing, nobody, there's territory back in here now they think nobody ought to live in. They've been stripping that coal lot of it. All them old mountain people's left. The old houses is burned up.
That up on Powell Mountain, you mean? Or?
The Cumberland Mountain back here.
Mountain.
That's across this big mountain here back of Eagle Bluff.
Now, when you were talking about